Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Neil Howard, here on Health Professional Radio. Glad that you could join us again. We're going to be speaking with Yasmin Alma, joining us here from Amgen, and she's going to talk about crystal bone. If that's not intriguing, I don't know what is. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Yasmin. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me, Neil.
Well, give our listeners a bit of your background and talk about your current role there at Amgen.
Sure. So I am a data scientist. I work within the Digital Health and Innovation Group at Amgen. And I actually came to Amgen straight out of undergrad. So I studied computer science engineering at Princeton University. And I took a job here in digital health as a data science soon afterward.
Now, what is Amgen's core mission?
The primary goal at Amgen is always serving the patients. And that is the fundamental reason why I joined the team.
Now, I said that you were joining us here on Health Professional Radio to talk about crystal bone. What is crystal bone?
Yeah, absolutely. Crystal bone is a data science algorithm. It's currently under development. Mm-hmm. And the goal of this algorithm is to help identify patients who are at risk of fracture in the short-term future, so in the next 1 to 2 years, typically fractures as a result of osteoporosis or low bone mass.
Who's at risk for osteoporosis?
That is a great question. And, you know, the really interesting part of this whole project for me, as someone who comes from a technical background and less so a medical background, just learning about osteoporosis was really fascinating. A lot of people don't know this, but osteoporosis affects millions of people in the United States. And it's often called the silent disease because you can't really feel your bones weakening. You don't typically have a symptom of osteoporosis until you have a bone break. So a lot more people are at risk of osteoporosis than you might currently think.
Now, this is not a relative of arthritis, is it?
Not to my knowledge, but to be honest with you, I am not a medical doctor or a healthcare professional. So I don't want to speak too much about the sort of symptoms and diagnosis of the disease.
How does it work and, you know, why was it developed in the first place?
Sure. So, you know, as I mentioned, this is a disease that affects millions. 10 million Americans are estimated to have osteoporosis. And as I said, you know, you don't really know that you have osteoporosis until you actually break a bone. Mm-hmm. And so our primary goal was to see if we could apply these novel methods from artificial intelligence to this problem and help identify those people who are at risk of a fracture. And so the way the algorithm works is actually very near and dear to my heart as the technical geek that I am. We took this inspiration from the natural language processing space. So for those, you know, less familiar with machine learning and AI, natural language processing represents the class of algorithms that are typically applied to text-based problems. So these are the types of algorithms that they sit in your iPhone or your cell phone and they help you predict the next word you're going to type in a text message or complete, you know, a search on the internet. We had this novel thought, you know, what would happen if we applied these algorithms, which are typically used in text-based problems, to patient health histories. So in an electronic health record, when you're thinking about your health history, there are all these different disease or diagnosis codes that you get over time. And our idea was that if we looked at these ICD codes and treated each code as if it was a word and the sequence of codes as if it was a story, we might be able to apply these same methods that help auto-complete a text message on your phone to diagnose your probability of having a fracture.
You know, your analogy of the predictive texting on a phone, there are lots of memes and conversations about that being absolutely nerve-wracking from time to time until, I guess, it learns. Is that the same type of thing we're talking about? And that being said, how accurate do you think that this algorithm is going to be?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, false predictions are always a concern with these machine learning algorithms in healthcare, you know, especially in healthcare when you're talking about, you know, helping to improve patient care. I think, you know, so I guess to answer your second question, there's always, you know, the chance that an algorithm might produce a false result. But, you know, I think what the really special thing about crystal bone is that the algorithm isn't intended to give a final diagnosis or help determine how to treat a patient. Mm-hmm. All this algorithm is doing is flagging a patient at risk so that they can be further evaluated by a doctor. So the idea here isn't to really replace any of that super important interaction that a patient and a physician might have, more so just to help bring to the physician's attention that a patient might be at risk, so the physician can further evaluate, and you know, doing so can help combat the sort of silence associated with this disease and the fact that, you know, there aren't really very obvious symptoms for a physician to pick up on without some extra help.
Are the points that you just mentioned exclusive to the development of crystal bone, or are there other predictive technologies out there geared toward osteoporosis? And if so, how is your technology going to be significantly different than what exists now?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are tools out there that exist to help predict risk of fracture from osteoporosis. The most famous of those tools is called FRAX. And there are a few key differences between these existing tools and what we've developed here. The most important of those differences being the time frame of the prediction. So tools like FRAX, they predict for long-term time frames. FRAX is said to predict for a 10-year time horizon. Crystal bone, in contrast, predicts risk in the next 1 to 2 years. And it's our hope that, you know, the shorter-term time frame can demonstrate some of the urgency for those patients who are at really high risk of fracture.
Talk about the risk of age. I mean, is osteoporosis something that someone should be thinking about in their 30s or earlier or much later in life?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's different for every patient, and that's definitely something that is important to talk about with your doctor. I think it's contingent on a whole host of things. With crystal bone specifically, we focused on patients who are 50 and older for the training of the algorithm. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think the next steps are going to be to finally bring crystal bone to providers and to their patients?
Yeah, so we're actively working on this. The most important next step is to conduct further validation and testing of the algorithm. We want to look at, you know, how this algorithm performs in novel data sets and, you know, further confirm that it works the way we think it works.
Well, give our listeners a website where we can learn more about Amgen and possibly about the development that's currently underway with crystal bone.
Yeah, absolutely. You can learn more about crystal bone at Amgen.com. There was an article published there quite recently, and I'm very proud to announce that our full manuscript describing all the technical details of this algorithm were just published in the Journal of Medical Internet Research on October 16th. So you can head over to jmir.org to read our full manuscript there.
Well, Yasmin, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I'm hoping that we'll speak again.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Yasmin Almog, data scientist at Amgen. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com. Health Professional Radio.